Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus. And I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
You know what I think heaven is? I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching mind. Oh. Well, there's
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. And I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning. And I said, oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, and I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I'm hosting the best radio show on the planet. So sit back and enjoy today's radio show. We know you're at home. You don't have any place to go. The kids are at home. Parents aren't working. So you guys can sit back and listen to the activities I'm talking about on the radio show. All right, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the weather is hot. Yes, it's getting very warm. It's starting to get ready for summer, and it's beautiful weather in Vegas, except nothing's open in Vegas. Everything is locked down because of the virus. Everything is closed. There's no acts performing on stage in Vegas. There's no entertainment anywhere in the city. In fact, every city in the state is locked down. Every state in the union is locked down. Just like a lot of countries around the world are all locked down because this virus has taken over. So we want you to sit back and relax while we entertain you for our show on today's radio show. I'm G Money. I'm the entertainment promoter, and I'm here to entertain you. So sit back, put your feet up, lock your chairs, and let me tell you how the world revolves around G Money and Gregory's story. All right. Well, we don't have any sports to talk about. And the only news we can talk about is the virus, so we don't want to talk about the virus. So, DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure. I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So sit back and listen as you're listening to the best radio show on the planet. Well, right now, I'd like to introduce a guest in the studio. It's G Money, the pimp comic. He's in the studio, and I'm going to give him the microphone and let him tell a few jokes just to give him some work, because right now the casinos are all locked down, and he can't get any work. So I'm inviting him to do a comedy spot on the radio show. All right, so I'm going to introduce G Money, the pimp comic. All right, what's up, everybody around the world? How are you doing today? I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you. You know, there was a boy, his name was Mark. He went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his father said, "What happened to your eye, son?" And he said, "Well, Dad, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over, and I pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye." And his father said, "Well, son, you know, if you're going to do something to help somebody, you got to let them know what you're doing before you help them, because they might think that you're trying to take advantage of them or you're doing something that's going to be harmful to them. So you got to tell them that you're doing something to be helpful, and so they will understand that you don't mean them no harm. Okay?" And the boy goes, Mark goes, "Okay, Dad, that sounds good." So he goes to church the next Sunday, and he comes home with another black eye. And his daddy said, "What happened this time?" And he said, "Well, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and Miss Brown was in the pew in front of us, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, I didn't do anything. My buddy sitting next to me reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But I knew she didn't like that, so I tucked it back in. And she hit me in the eye again. And that's what happened when I went to church this Sunday at our service. So, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, back to G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, back to his radio show. All right, G. Right on, G Money. That was a good joke, man. I'm sure my audience enjoyed that joke very much. And we can't wait till you can go back to work in the casinos, and then they can pay to see you live on stage in concert in Las Vegas, because you have a very large crowd that you perform in front of. So we'll be happy when you can get back to work. And I know you'll be happy because you can make that big money again. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take another commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, "Oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance." So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, "No, baby, I want to see you dance for real." And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, "Oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances."
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was a sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that
Last night, you want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girls. Come on now.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had times at that pool. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we're broadcasting on seven continents. So you can tell everybody, to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. Since we're all locked down with the virus taking over the cities and the states and the country and the world, we got to sit down and entertain ourselves the best way we can. And I'm G Money. I'm the funniest man on radio. And I have the best radio show on the planet. So this is Gregory's Stories, and I'd like to tell you a story today. It's about a tailgate party that we did when I was going to UNLV football. So DJ Papa D played the story for him. I was walking down the street and I found this cooler, and the cooler had wheels on it. So I started pulling the cooler down the street and I thought, oh, this would be great. I can go to the Sam Boyd Stadium and I got my food stamp card, so I can get me, oh, two or three cases of sodas and I can buy some beer. And I can get on the bus and take my cooler to Sam Boyd Stadium. So that's what I did. I went into a gas station and bought a bag of ice, and I bought three cases of sodas. And then I went into the liquor department, and I bought three 24-ounce cans of beer because I wanted to get booked up. And I got on the bus and rode the bus to Sam Boyd Stadium. And I got out, and the game hadn't started yet, but the teams were out on the field, and they were practicing. They were warming up. So I started walking around the stadium in the parking lot, and I started seeing all of these people pulling into the parking lot, and I could see them pulling out their big screen TVs, and they were setting up their barbecue pits, and I had my cooler full of sodas, and I was walking around, and I popped my St. Ives, and I was drinking my St. Ives beer while I was walking around the parking lot. And then some people were pulling out their trucks, and they pulled out their barbecue pits, and some people had set their big screen TVs out on the in the parking lot. So they were sitting around, and they had lounge chairs, and I was really impressed with how everybody was setting up for the game. So I walked all around the parking lot, and I hadn't started selling anything. I was just drinking my beer, checking everybody out. And I walked around, and when I finished my first can of beer, I said, okay, I got 72 sodas. So I said, all right, I'm going to start selling sodas. How much should I sell the soda for? I said, well, let me start off with 50 cents of soda. So I started walking around, and I was telling people, I got ice cold sodas, 50 cents a piece. And I walked around, and a few people came to me, and they bought some sodas. So I started making a little money. And I was feeling pretty good, and I popped the old English, and I started drinking my beer. And I was walking around, and I stopped to watch the football game on a couple of TVs, and I could hear them cheering for the games and getting excited, and I really didn't care who won, even though I'm here in Las Vegas. I wasn't really caring about UNLV winning the game. I was just interested in making some money.
So I walked around and I met a couple of people and they bought some sodas from me. And I sat up and talked to them while we watched the game for a little bit. And we were having a good time in the parking lot. And then it was halftime. And I was seeing people and they were drunk. Oh, man, there were some people that were so drunk. They were tripping and falling over each other. They were betting on the game, and they were dropping money on the ground. And so I was trying to get another beer to drink. And they had a couple of people that were like, well, I could give you a beer, but I'm going to have to charge you. And I was like, okay, I got a few dollars. I can give you a dollar for a beer. And so they sold me a beer for a dollar. And it was only a 12-ounce can. I didn't even get a 24-ounce can. I got a 12-ounce. So I was happy. I drank the beer anyway because I had drank three already. So I was feeling no pain. And I was just walking around. And but I was just tripping off of all of the guys that were drunk. And their wives were drunk. At least I think they were their wives. They could have been their girlfriends. And they could have been students from UNLV. And they were just drunk in the parking lot. And I was laughing. Oh, they were tripping over each other. It was funny. I was like, well, these people look crazy when they get drunk. But that's how they do it in Las Vegas. You know, getting drunk is an everyday thing. So I was walking around, and I sold some more sodas, and I got invited into this motorhome to play some dominoes. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers, and I had a good time. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. And nobody came to help him. And I just stood there, and I was in shock. I was like, man is burning up. His clothes are burning up. And nobody was running over there to help him. So I took some ice out of my cooler and put it on his clothes and tried to cool him off, tried to stop him from burning up. And I stopped most of the fire, and then somebody came and put a blanket on him. So after they put his fire out, and I walked off, and it was the fourth quarter, and the game was about to be over. And somebody came up and bought my last 12 sodas. So I was happy with that. I sold out. And I just walked off the parking lot. But it was the end of the game. So I just emptied my cooler. And I walked out, walked down the street, got to Las Vegas Boulevard. And I got to the strip. And I got on the bus and went home. And I counted my money, and I said, woo-wee, gee, money hit the jackpot. Eat, stretch it rich today. And I went home, and I bought me some burgers at Burger King. And then I stopped again at Jack in the Box. Boy, I ate like three times before I got home. That was a long bus ride, but it was a good day for G-Money. Yes, it was. It was a great day.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
12 guys gone line, 12 bricks gone line, and I handed each brother a brick, and I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. To their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks. Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to move somewhere and get out the air chair. So I enjoyed your company and your attention to the radio show today. I hope that you will pull up a chair and listen to the radio show tomorrow, because we'll be on the air from 3 to 4 on Tuesday. And then we'll be on the air again on Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So tell all your friends, tell all your buddies from school, that the best radio show on the planet is on the air. So we'll have some more stories for you. We'll have some more music. We'll have some more skits and commercials for you. It will be an outstanding day of entertainment tomorrow also. So I want to thank my brothers for helping me with my radio show, DJ Big Nasty. Thank you. And he's helping me promote my show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D, who's my engineer in the studio and helping us with the music and with the commercials and with the comedy spots. Yes, it's an all-family affair. Like I said, it's a family affair. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you for listening to today's show. Remember, stay inside and wear your mask when you're outside and you're walking in the public, and make sure you wash your hands and you have your gloves on so that you can stay clean and germ-free, because the virus isn't joking. It's taking people out. So let's stop the pandemic affair that's going on all around the world. Let's shut it down in Vegas. Let's shut it down right here so that we can go back to work, people, because we got entertainers that are trying to get back to the strip so that they can entertain you, because after all, this is the entertainment capital of the world. So I want to thank you again for listening to today's radio show. It's been a pleasure, and I'm out of here. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Good night and peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.